You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Covestor Radio, a show about money, milestones, and investing for your future. Today, we are with Kimberly Klaus, Advisory Board Chair and Chief Client Advocate at Covestor, a registered investment advisor and online marketplace for investing. Kimberly, as always, welcome to Covestor Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you. Delighted to be here.
And we are delighted to have you back with us. So today we're talking about typical attitudes of U.S. investors, specifically those considered to be mass affluent.
Well, I've been working with families on their personal investments for over 15 years. And through the years, clients have often asked me, am I typical? Are my concerns similar to other people like me? And each year, Spectrum conducts online interviews with affluent households across the United States. And the most recent report that I saw was a report that was jointly sponsored by Spectrum and Vanguard. And for today's show, I thought it would be most relevant to focus on the mass affluent, but there's also a lot of data available on millionaire households and ultra-high net worth households. But for today's show, focused on the mass affluent. So these are survey results of about 1,500 mass affluent households. And it's a research study that was conducted over a year-long period from the fourth quarter of 2012 through the third quarter of 2013.
How is mass affluent defined, actually?
Well, what Spectrum does is they look at three wealth segments, and these wealth segments exclude the value of somebody's primary residence. So these are, you know, investable assets. Mass affluent, $100,000 to $1 million in net worth, again, excluding primary residence. Millionaires, $1 million to $5 million in net worth, and ultra high net worth have more than $5 million. And generally speaking, you know, $5 million to $25 million. I don't happen to know what Spectrum's category is for that percentage of the U.S. population that has more than $25 million in net worth, but those are the three main categories: mass affluent, millionaire, and ultra high net worth.
What would be the general characteristics of the mass affluent?
Well, according to this study, there are more than 28 million mass affluent investors in the U.S. And the typical mass affluent investor is 58 years old, and 51% of the group is still working full-time, which makes sense, right? Retirement ages are going up, so the fact that more than half of this group is still working, does make sense. And the top occupations, and this was interesting to me, educator at 15%, manager 13%, and healthcare at 10%.
Very interesting today. Once again, we are with Kimberly Klaus, Advisory Board Chair and Chief Client Advocate at Covestor, a registered investment advisor and online marketplace for investing here on Covestor Radio, a show about money, milestones, and investing for your future on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Kimberly, with that as background, what are the primary concerns of the mass affluent?
Well, the number one concern of the group is maintaining my current financial position. In fact, 70% of the survey respondents cited this as their top concern. Another primary concern is the financial situation of my children and grandchildren, and that was cited by 58% of the survey respondents. Here's where the data gets really interesting to me. Remember when we were talking about, you know, who is the mass affluent in this survey, and we said that 10% of those who are still working in that population are working in healthcare. Well, of the top seven concerns of this group, five are all healthcare related. Five of the top seven. So the top concern was maintaining my current financial position, but then the other concerns were health of my spouse, my own health, family health catastrophe, spending my final years in a care facility, and having someone care for me in my old age. So this to me is just so, you know, it's just so telling, right? It's so telling about, you know, the burden that families that you know, and again, we're focused on the mass affluent, are really feeling with, you know, with healthcare and uncertainty in healthcare and changes in healthcare policy in the U.S.
Most definitely. Do mass affluent investors work with advisors?
Well, there are two different angles here, two different ways to get a feel for that behavior. One is the number of mass affluent investors who work with advisors, and the other is what percentage of the advisor's assets, what percentage of the investor's assets does the advisor control? So on the first metric, over 70% of the mass affluent use a financial advisor. And I'll tell you, that figure is higher than I expected. And I don't know exactly how a financial advisor is defined. You know, it could be that someone receiving advice on their 401k plan through the workplace. But the figure stands. So 70% of the mass affluent use a financial advisor. And then on the second metric, the amount of assets that affluent investors, you know, that these mass affluent investors control without professional help, it's pretty substantial. It's down slightly from 2012, but mass affluent investors control 55% of their assets on their own with no professional help. So what this tells you is that a lot of 70% are using advisors, but they're using them for a relatively small, for less than 50% of their assets.
Really interesting information. Lastly, what do the affluent generally think about their financial situations?
Well, so the way that the survey tackled this was, do you agree with this statement? The statement being, my financial situation is better than it was 1 year ago. So the percentage of mass affluent investors who agreed with this statement increased from 2012. So 37% agreed with the statement, my financial situation is better than it was a year ago. 37% agreed with the statement in 2012. 48% agreed with that statement in 2013. Yet, the mass affluent are not feeling optimistic about their financial futures. So in 2012, nearly half, so 48%, agreed with the statement, I expect my personal financial position will be stronger 1 year from now. 48%, that's pretty good. But in 2013, that number had declined to only 40%. So we're seeing a change there. And, you know, you can't extract a trend from 2 years' worth of data, but it is worth tracking.
Certainly is. In conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip on this topic?
Well, this Spectrum/Vanguard survey indicated that the mass affluent, like all wealth segments, are concerned about tax increases and their implications. We're all feeling these tax increases. Indeed, about 75% of the survey respondents identified taxes as a key issue. My advice on this front, and it's kind of general financial advice, is to, you know, focus on the areas that you can control, or focus on the areas that you can control and influence. You can't control tax legislation. You can't control tax rates. What you can do is understand how changing tax laws affect your financial situation, right? And work with an advisor, work with your accountant to implement a tax strategy to help minimize the tax impact. But, you know, you'll drive yourself crazy if you focus, you know, if you spend too much energy trying to control things that you just can't control.
Well, Kimberly, before you go, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Covestor online?
Covestor.com.
Kimberly, as always, thanks for joining us here today on Covestor Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
We've been speaking with, once again, Kimberly Klaus, Advisory Board Chair and Chief Client Advocate at Covestor, a registered investment advisor and online marketplace for investing. We certainly do thank you for joining us on this episode of Covestor Radio, a show about money milestones and investing for your future. And for more information, once again, simply visit Covestor.com. Join us next time for another episode of Covestor Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. And this has been Eric Dye.
This is the ePodcast Network.